Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 25th of March 2026. Today's topic is Harmful Ambition. Our text is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 4 to 10. Verse 4. Absalom said moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so, that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years, that Absalom said unto the king, "I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord." And the king said unto him, "Go in peace." So he arose and went to Hebron. Verse 10. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron." Key verse. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 4. Absalom said moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." Though God wants us to be the head and not the tail, yet ambition can be very harmful if it is ungodly and selfish. Ambition is the desire to do well and be above others. Ambition is like fire. If it is used properly and at the right place, it can be very useful, but if it is wrongfully used, it can cause great damage. Absalom was one of the sons of King David. He had an ungodly and harmful ambition. When he could not have his way, he formed his own army and drove his father from the throne. He was killed in the battle he started. His ungodly ambition was the cause of his untimely death. God did not support him. What is your ambition at home, school, or church? You want to be known and be in control of everyone? You want to be the class prefect or head boy or girl? You want to take the first position in your exams? Ambition is good, but ambition that seeks to harm others or take advantage of others is ungodly. Avoid it so that you will not end up like Absalom. Work hard. Learn to commit your ways to the Lord. Pray to God to help you to excel like Joseph, Esther, Daniel, and Mary. Reject ungodly and harmful ambition. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to be hardworking and harmless so that you can lift me up and bless me. Amen. Further reading, Daniel chapter 1 verse 17 to 20. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.